A big sort of initiative of ours that's been running for probably the last 6 or 7 years is to get ourselves moved on to the Millennium Platform. So if you look at that, that basically plugs into the standard of an LSE or a CME group type thing. And for us, that's a big change because it allows our derivative markets better global access, because a lot of the players from international markets plug in easily into this platform. And that's been a big kicker for us. Our market mainly was a spot cash market up until probably 2 or 3 years ago. We had a couple of local players, etc., that had their own sort of platforms, technological platforms that plugged into ours, but it wasn't very sophisticated. If I look at our markets, I'd go back to 3 years ago. The major trend for us has been a significant increase in electronic liquidity providers on the platforms, and that's created a lot of liquidity for local players. You have the traditional block players that are mainly institutional in our market. We're a very, very small retail market. And then you get these new DMA guys coming through, and they've provided a big boost to volumes traded, liquidity for the local players and the local institutional players. I'd say probably about 70 to 80% of our market is institutional in nature, and more of those are very long-term investment-based. So buy and hold type funds, pension related, or just basically longer term views and investments. With the new players in the market, that creates a bit more two-way flow, and you get more sort of, I would say, different time frame or different investment horizons for these guys, and that creates a lot more play in the market. Our market traditionally in the interest rate space has been an off-screen type market and a reported trade type market, whereas So we're trying to build a market where this is now on-screen, specifically for bond futures. We have a significantly deep and large liquid bond market, government bonds specifically, dominated by one bond per se, but it is very liquid and deep. On the back of that, we want to develop an on-screen bond futures market, and then again, build liquidity. We're trying to get international players in. Currently, the OTC market is pretty much 30% international players in the cash bond market, so the derivatives play is there already. There's liquidity for it already. The commodities is probably about 18 months away. So that's more because of is a sort of a different build up into the platform, and the dev spin from our internal was more to focus on the FX interest rates and then the commodity product. And the reason behind that is in South Africa, we kind of, on the exchange basis, there's not a lot of speculative money that goes into the exchange versus if you compare it to an offshore, you know, the larger offshore exchanges and commodity exchanges, that is a highly leveraged speculative market. Ours is a lot of the times it's a grassroots farmer that's going to go and hedge his suppliers, or co-op that's sitting together and saying, can we cooperatively hedge our futures prices? So it's an interesting market. It's very much smaller in size, but it's growing as well. The interest in the local market, what we found is a lot of speculative payers now are kind of, offshore speculative payers are kind of looking to us to say, is there an additional avenue for us to create more size or liquidity from that perspective? But then again, I'd still have to say the bigger exchanges have a big advantage on us in terms of the speculative size. And then we've got the interesting part of the interest rate derivatives market is, you know, with this move for this general fear for regulation moving away from LIBOR and that sort of thing to a more standardized and objective risk-free rate. I think we're trying to follow similar principles and looking to the future as to where we have a rate called JIBAR, which is the equivalent of a LIBOR, so it's Johannesburg Interbank Agreed Rate, and that kind of is probably going to move in the same direction as to international standards and get a more objective risk-free rate of return. Just out of legislation, which I thought I'd mention, which is quite interesting for us, is the movement for margining on OTC product. So regulation is trying to move. It's becoming mandatory for OTC traded products within South Africa, and the regulation should be passed this year where they literally have to hold some sort of margin against OTC. The question is, how much will this be? And once we know the size of that, then there lies a huge opportunity for the JSE to offer a margin product, because we do it already and we offer the technology behind it, the rest of it. Banks will kind of interact with us more, probably take some of our knowledge relative to theirs at some point, which is quite a boost to our sort of brand. It offers a lot of interesting opportunity for international players as well, because it becomes an equal playing field for an asset manager sitting on his desk in London or in New York to say, I'm pretty much, you know, the banks are not just getting a credit line thrown at them anymore. They have to put capital against it. So it creates some sort of balanced playing field, in my view.